So today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tez Zayin on the base. I believe we're like four lines from the bottom at the end. Kafran? Good. Okay, so today's shiur and the whole week is sponsored by the Shaman family. Seicha Nishmas, Marcel's father, Yisrael Isser Ben Sion Ben Yaakov. The Shaman should have an aliyah. Okay, so the Gemara, since we're talking about Kafran, we're going to do some halachas about Kafran. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The Kafran, since we're talking about a kofar, someone's kofar b'chov, since this halacha came into our hands, literally, name of a milsa. Let's say it's our halacha about it. So the Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menume, Rav Yosef Bar Menume said in the name of Amar Rav Yochanan, said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Amrulo. Beis Din said comes to a case in court. One guy says, Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says, I don't owe you money. Beis Din says, he says the words, quote, Seitein lo, go out and pay Reuven the money that you owe him. They paskin that you owe him the money. So, save it, tain lo. The Amar, the Lovet, Arashi says, Achazman, after some time, the Lovet says, Parati. He says, listen, Beis Din told me I have to pay. He says, I paid up according to Beis Din. And Rashi says, so Neman, he's believed, the Lovet is believed, provided he makes a Shavuos Heses, Rashi points out. So, he's believed. But, and, let's say, after this happened, Bam Malve, Lichtov, Lichto, right? What's coming want to, right? The Mava wants to come. Rashi says, Lofanein Lichto Lo Adrachta Love, in close to Vinosin Lo. The Mava says, you know, Beis Din write me the Star Adrachta, so I can use that as proof that you pass him in my favor. In close to Vinosin Lo. We don't write it, because we're assuming that if we say that if the Beis Din pass can say Tain Lo, that the Lova is going to pay back. We're going to assume he's going to pay back. So, but if he says, if Beis Din just says Chayavat li tein lo, doesn't say tein lo, just Chayavat li tein lo, which I guess is a previous step in the juridical process. Chayavat li tein lo. The Amar, and after some time, Beis Din, the Lova says Parati. He says, I did pay back. Eino Neman. He's not believed because you only believe the Lova. You only believe the Lova if there was a final psak Beis Din. Because if he's Chayavat li tein lo, could be that maybe there's some appeals process still left.
Not in the second guy?
They're all there. But this is what Beis Din says. Beis Din says to Chayav, instead of Tse, Chayav Atali Tein Lo. Which basically, I guess they're saying, you know, we're leaning towards saying that you're going to be Chayav. But we didn't make the final Psak. We made the final Psak, right? But so then, we're not believed if he says Parati, because they'll say, you know, maybe something will happen in the meantime. They didn't tell me I have to do it yet. No one pays their obligations unless they're actually obligated. So, right. Beis Din said Tain Lo, and the Lova says, you know what I paid. This is Acher Zman. This is some later. Later, the Malba comes and says, listen, Beis Din said Tain Lo, and the Lova says, yeah, I paid. And we don't believe him, because he didn't. There was no final psak. And that's the case also. If Malva lichtov kosvim nosim lo. And in that case, if the Malva came to Beis Din, and he wanted to write a Star Adrachta, we would write for him. So it seems from here that Chayav Atali Tain Lo was not the final step in the Beis Din process. But Tosos points out, that's not so pashut. Tosa says, "Hachla mashma to chayv atalitein lo lo have psak din gamor." The words chayv atalitein lo is not a psak din gamor. It's a tosvos. Ki im seitein lo. Only seitein lo is a final psak based in the chay mashma meruba, and that's his mashma meruba. The kasha, we have a kasha. The perek hamidus Sanhedrin, the first perek of Sanhedrin, and they point out on daf vavam beis. Arminon hechidam gmar din. What's an example of gmar din? Quote, Ploni ata chayev, Ploni ata zakai. So chayev ata litein lo, zakai tin liv lo, according to Gemara Sanhedrin, is a final psak din. Yet here, chayev ata litein lo appears to be one step removed, one step prior to a final psak based in. So v'yesh lomar, so Tosfos answers, the hasa mikrik mar din le'inyus asol l'tsoa, l'fish yodei l'heichan din note. The sugis over there, Sanhedrin, talking about the concept of pshara, of arbitration. We pass that it's a good thing to do arbitration. There's one Mandomer says it's usher to do, you know, say a Beitz, Nietz, Hashem. They say that means you're not allowed to do arbitration. But basically what it's saying is that if you get to the point where Beis Din says, Chayiv Atalit Linglo, or Zakai, without saying, it's not a Psak. It's just enough of a Psak to say, we're at the point of no return, we no longer can go back and do Pshara. Because now you see basically which way Beis Din is leaning. You know, the court's ruled in certain pre-trial hearings, the court's ruled certain ways. You know which way the court is leaning. So at this point in time, you can't do Pshara anymore, because Pshara is I think there's an article in Reflections of the Rav. The Rav Soloveitchik has a whole article about the difference between Pshara and Din. in his language, you know, din is only one side is appreciated. Even though we've gone to the emes, we still have discord. We don't have harmony. The concept of pshara is something that you have, despite the fact that it's not, the point isn't the emes. The point is the social harmony. But he says also that the difference between, you know, other jurisprudence in other countries and halacha is that pshara is part of din. If you hold that, so I'm thinking that might be the answer here. If you hold that pshara is separate from din, then who cares what point in time you're on? Pshara is a separate arbitration clause and it's separate. But pshara is part of din. Pshara is just a different aspect of din. Then once you reach the point, once you reach the point of atachayev, atazakai, then you can't start the pshara process because you've already gone down one path. You can't switch and go down the other path. Anyway, it's an interesting article. I think it's a reflection of the Rav. I'm not sure. Okay. But that was the first mandam. First mandam said that there's a difference. The difference between chayvat seitein lo and chayvat tein lo is whether or not he's believed. Razvid mishmei the Rav Nachman Amar. Razvid says in the name of Nachman, a different mandam in the name of Rav Nachman. Bein seitein lo, bein chayvat tein lo. Whether or not it's seitein lo, whether it's chayvat tein lo, it's both the same thing. The Amar Parati, and after time he comes back and he says, I paid up here with this horos beizdin. He's nemon with the shavuos hases. He's believed because people don't make the distinction between seitein lo and chayvat tein lo. Basically, told me I'm the guilty party. They're gonna have to pay. We believe him. And bam mava lichtov ain't kosuv and osnilo. And if the mava would that previously would want to start a drachta, we would write the star a drachta, and we would not write it because we're concerned that the guy's gonna pay because Basin told him he has to pay. So, because then you can use it to go again. We said from yesterday's gemara.
If once he pays it, they rip it up.
What?
But once he pays it, they rip it up.
May have paid it beforehand. As soon as Basin Baskin. Right? We're choshesh.
Now we're saying that they're already paskin.
Beis din paskin that you owe him money.
Right.
Okay? I owe the money.
But Beis din still not sure.
No, whatever the case is. Beis din, let's just say Tainlo. Beis din says you owe him the money. Now, 2 days later, Tuesday, 2 days later, the guy comes and says, pay me the money, because I paid you already. So we believe him that he paid him already. If we had written a star or drafta, because we believe that people go out right away and pay when Beis din tells them to pay. So if you go and write a star or drafta,
yes.
If you go write your star drafta, then he may have paid, and now the guys are star drafta saying that you have to pay me again.
So what's the star written? Days later?
Either day. I think that the case would be that he instead of coming.
And he had no receipt that I gave you money?
Yeah, right.
A little fishy.
Why?
Because a normal thing is, if the Bessie makes a pasta on aloha.
Right.
And they write the star.
Right.
Okay? They usually, if they write it down the same day, no problem. But if they're writing it down days later, he knows that the star is coming. Wouldn't he write it down? Listen, here's the receipt. Give me my receipt when you give money. Somebody, you go give somebody money. You always write it here. I'd lend you $1,000. Here's $1,000.
But here we have a chazaka that a Beis Din passes that you owe money that you're going to pay. Okay. We're talking about olden times when people actually listen to Beis Din, not Bisman is that. But it's not funny. It's true. I hear your question. Like what? It makes sense to me if he comes like 2 days later and asks for the star drafta.
Right.
But what if Beis Din Paskin
is he's not there during the trial?
Who?
Or this guy's not there during the trial.
Okay, but I think your question is also valid. If the guy says, "Give me the star drafta 2 seconds after the Paskin," he's right there. He didn't pay.
I hear.
I must be, maybe the case is talking about where it's later. Where it comes later. Okay. So what's the difference between Seitein Lo and Chayvat Talito? So Rav Zvid just made, they say there's no difference, but they say Ela Iikah Depluge. If you're going to make a chiluk between where Beis Din says Seitein Lo and Chayvat Talitein Lo, Hachahu Deikah Depluge. Here's where you can be mechalik. Amrulo Seitein Lo. Beis Din says Seitein Lo. Va'ama Parati. And after some time he says Parati. Va'edim Eidin Oso Shelo Paro. And Eidim testify that you didn't pay. How do they do that? There's Machlokas Rashi and the Rush. What does it mean? Eidim, they were with him the whole time to know that he never paid back. I mean, they have tag-along friends for the whole time. I don't know, maybe he's part of the... Maybe he has a shadow. Maybe Beis Din sends a shadow. Is that true? Does Beis Din send a shadow until he pays back? I don't think so. We'll talk about it in a second. V'eidim e'idim also shalo paro. Then chuchza kapron la'osa mamon. If it's seitein lo, and he denies it, and Eidim say, no, you didn't pay, then he hooks a kapron la'osa mamon, and he'll no longer be believed to say parati unless he's parade in front of Eidim. Because he's hooks a kapron la'osa mamon. But if Beis Din only says chayva talitein lo, the Amar Parati, and he says Parati. The Eidim Meidin also Shalopara. There are Eidim again that testify that he didn't pay. The Chazav Amar Parati, and then he goes back and says Parati. I don't know why it's in this case. Lo hooks a kapron to osa mamon. He's not considered a kapron to osa mamon. Meaning, we would still believe him if he later said parati even without edim. Why? My timer. Ishtimute hu kamishtamet minei, sabr adimainu be rabbanim bedine. Because there wasn't a final psak bezdin. So the guy comes and says, give me the money, because bezdin said chayef. He says, you know what, I paid you. Because he's really just pushing him off, because he thinks that maybe the appeal process is still in order, maybe he's still going to get off the hook. So therefore, he's not considered hooks a kapron, because he's not really being kofir here, he's not being meyiz here. He's only saying this because he wants to delay payment, because he thinks maybe Bezdin is going to retract. But if it says, if it's chayvat to litein lo, Bezdin is never going to retract. The psak din is final. You know, the appeals process has been exhausted. So if he's saying parati and edim say no, then he's hooks a kapron, because the only reason why he's denying payment is because he's being meyiz. So what's the case of the edim me'idin also? So Rashi says, it's the second short line, the edim me'idin also shlo para. The edim say, b'fanenu tavu lefroa lo al pi bezin v'lo paro. What happened was, is that in front of us, the Malva went to the Lova and said, pay me back in accordance with the Psak of Bezdin. And we saw that he denied it. He didn't pay. Hovelu b'fneim heiz lavor al pi Bezdin. Since in front of the witnesses, he was meiz to violate the words of Bezdin, eino nemon shuv loma parativ shalob edim. He's no longer believed to say parati unless it's in front of edim. So the Rosh and all the Rishonim ask on Rashi, just because, wait, maybe it was just once he took a kafron, maybe he's just delaying over here. He says, just because he didn't pay it this time, who says he didn't pay a different time when he came for it? So the Rosh says, what happens is the guy says, the Malva comes to the Lova and says, pay me. And he says, you know what, I paid you on Tuesday. So the Bedim say, no, it's impossible that you paid him on Tuesday, because Imanu Ayisem B'makom Ploni on Tuesday. We were with you that entire day. So he's mayiz because he's lying about that particular day. I don't know, it's according to the most Rishonim, need a Hezber, is what the Machlokas is, according to the most Rishonim, Garash's case would not be Hoksa Kafron. Only if he denies an actual, if he lies. If he straight, you catch him in the lie, because Imanu Ayisem B'Chicago, then that would be the case of Hoksa Kafron. Oh, we had a question. Okay. Now Gemara brings another thing with in the Indian of Chuksa Kafran. I'm a Rabbi Bar Rachana, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. Money li b'yadcha. Guy says to me, I owe him $100. V'hala omer ein l'cha b'yadi klom. And I say, you know what? I don't owe you anything. V'edim e'idim oso sheyesh lo. And you have to bring two witnesses that I owe you the money. So then, v'chazav, I'm a parati. And then later afterwards, I say, you know what? Parati, Chuksa Kafran l'osa mamon. I'm a Chuksa Kafran l'osa mamon. And therefore, I'm not believed to say parati, because the edim were so from me. Rather, what the deal is that I can only pay you back in front of witnesses. This must be it must be where there's no star, but it must be, you know, where you can pay back, because I'm nilval pay, you can pay back without edim. Okay, so and the Gemara brings a maisa to prove this. Ki ha the shapsai b'reid the Rabbi Marinos. You know, this guy Shapsai, the son of Rabbi Marinos. Kosev l'kalsei itzdala de milsa b'ksuvasa. He became a guarantor on his daughter-in-law's ksuba. He promised that, you know, should anything happen, I'll give you this fine coat. You know, I'll give her this, no, I can't say fur coat anymore, but I'll give her a fine coat. V'kabla alei, and he was mekabla on himself that if she would come in Alman or a grusha, he would be a chrai instead of his son. So then, I guess something happened. Irkaz ksuvasa, she lost the ksuva, she lost the document that stated where it stated that she was, that he was a he was a guarantor on it, and then she was nisgarish. So Amar La, she comes and claims it. So Amar La, Shapsai says to her, Lo haydor miolam. I never was mischayev this. I never was mischayev to pay you this. It's not true. Also sadiv Amri in kosev law. And then witnesses came and said, what are you talking about? We witnessed the whole transaction. We testified. She brought proof. She brought witnesses that he did. Well, he was mekabel upon himself. This chov. Lesof amar la parati. Then afterwards he says parate. So us l'kami de Rabbi Chiya. They came from Rabbi Chiya. Amar lei huxata kafron osa itzdla. You're huxa kafron. You don't. You can't say parati unless you bring Aiden, because you're huxa kafron by denying it against an Aiden contradicting you. Every time you look up, I think you have a question. That's I'm not saying don't look up. I just want to make sure that you're okay. All right. Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ilah. Another case. Now we're talking about Huxa Kafran. We just talked about Huxa Kafran, but denying a payment. Now we're talking about Huxa Kafran when it comes to a Shvua. Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ilah, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hayachayev l'chaveir Shvua. Bezdin was mechayev me a Shvua, either of Moda Mixas or an Eidecha, whatever the three Shvus. The Reisas, I'm chayev a Shvua. V'amar nishbati. And then The guy comes, I guess the case is where he says, you're chayav a shvur, and he didn't take the shvur on the spot. Which, I don't know, I thought you would just take the shvur right there. He didn't take the shvur on the spot. 3 days later, the malva comes to me and says, you know what, you gotta take the shvur. I say, you know what, I swore already. What are you talking about? I swore already. I think that's the case. Is that what that says the case? I think that's the case. I don't know why you wouldn't make the shvur right away. That's what he says?
That's
okay. So of the Amar Nishbati, and Eidim me Eidim also Shalom Nishba, and the Eidim testify that he didn't swear. Same machlokas. Yeah, but I don't understand. What do you mean? The shuas usually they have a whole process. The Maran Shuas talks about a whole process. You know, they have the Nekitas Chayfets, and you have all these, and they tell them the Psukim. So how do you have a dispute? I mean, that would be a clear. They both left to Medina Sayam, and it's before the days of internet. They both left. They had these hooks. He would chayiv a shvuah. 4 days of internet, 4 days of telephone, 4 days of telegraphs, before the days of Pony Express. There was no communication from one place to another. So they both left, right? They were in Akko, and then they ended up in Alexandria 3 days later. And the guy says, you know what, that shvur that you owe me the shvur, take the shvur now. He goes, I took the shvur. And we can't determine whether or not. Maybe that's the case. I'm denying that I owe you to make the shvur, because I already did it already. I took the shua. It is a sort of a denial. I don't have to make the shua. You know why? Because I did it already. Not that I was never chayiv to make the shua. I was chayiv. No, the Edom come and say that when he asked to make the shua, you denied. You
said, I did it already.
Okay, that's the Rosh's question. That's exactly the Rosh's question. Why is that Hufsa Kafir? That's the Rosh. You have to explain Rashi. Right, that's the Rosh's question. But Amar Nishbati, the Eidim Eidin Oso Shalom Nishba, Hufsa Kafir on Oso Shvua. He's now Hufsa Kafir on Oso Shvua, and he's not going to be Neman until he swears in front of Beis Din. I thought he always swore in front of Beis Din, unless I'm wrong. Okay, so Amru Kamed Rabbi Yavohu, and so he said the Shmu and set in front of Rabbi Yavohu, Amr Lahu, Rabbi Yavohu said, Mestabra Milson, Rabbi Avin, Shinishchaya Shmu Bebezdin. The holding of Rabbi Abba is only, it makes sense, if the Shmu that this guy is chayat to pay, is that where Bezdin was Mechayat him to pay. To make, the Shmu he was chayat to make, was Bezdin was chayat him to make a Shmu. Like a Moldova Mixas case, or Mechayat al Piyed Echad, there he's no longer Nemo to say Nishbati. Aval chiv atzob shvua. Somehow he is mechayev himself to take the shvua. He says, "You know what? I'll swear to it." And then the guy says, "All right, swear to me because we're talking about it. I already did it." And Edom said, "Oh no, whatever the case with Edom, they said he didn't swear. Nevertheless, in that case, he's not considered hooks a kafra. Nemar. Why? Because of an inish to mekray the amar. Because before a final psak and basin, people don't want to reveal their hand." So he's going to Bezin didn't do it. He's going to try to be mishamit to push him away because he doesn't want to reveal his legal strategy. So the only reason why he hooks a kafir is if we can point to this case and say that now you're a meis. If we have an excuse as to why you denied it, then you're not going to be hooks a kafir. Ahadru kamed Rabbi Avin the. They said to Rabbi Avin, right, Amri Luhu, Ananami Beis Din Amri. He said, wait a minute, don't, I also, when I said this, then I meant talking about a shvua that, when he was Mechayev a shvua Api Beis Din, not Api Atzmo. Itmar Nami, another, Amri Rabbi Avin, Amri Bila, Amri Rabbi Yochanan, Hayachayev al-Chavero shvua Beis Din, the Amri Nishbati, the Edom Eishon Sosho Nishba, Hoksa Kapra on the Oso Shvua. Explicitly here, in this memra, that's talking about, Hayedom Eidom Sosho Shalom Nishba. So, right, and there's no Shuas Heseis. There's no, the Rosh points out, B'Shem Rav Haigon, that there's, we said oftentimes, if he says that, there's no Shuas Heseis when it comes to Shuas the Rabbanim. The guy says, I made the Shuas, there's no Shuas Heseis because it's a Takana Takana. Because the Shuas Heseis is only in the Rabbanim, so you're not going to make another Shuas Heseis when the guy's only Mechayev a Shuas Al Piyasma, which is a Shuas the Rabbanim. Okay. Okay, going back to the finding the shtaros. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hamotzei shtar chov v'shuk. Someone finds a shtar chov in the shuk, the kusav al henpek, and it's got it's embossed with the seal of Beis Din, right? It has the henpek or henpek. The kusav osmanabo bayom, and it's also written in the shtar that today was the day. We found it on May 12th. Find it in the shuk this morning.
based on the May 12th date.
Okay? Lag Omer date. Happy Lag Omer. So, because of Ohenpeik, because of Bozman Bo Yom, Yachziru Labailam. Yochan says, in this instance, you can give it back to the Bailam, give it back to the Malva. Because what's there to worry about? If you worry that the star was written, but no loan ever took place, we don't have to have that worry. Hakosabo henpeik. It already has the henpeik. And the din is that you don't write the henpeik unless the loan is there. So it must be that it took place. Because otherwise, basically, would have never, the loan, must be that the loan, the transaction took place. Otherwise, the henpeik never would have been put on the star. Ah, Yochoshis for Piron. That's the other thing. Maybe it was paid back already. Imishum Piron. We're talking about that day. The guy made the loan today. Find it today. We're not choshish that he paid back today. He paid back a loan for the entire Zman written in the star. I don't know why it makes a difference today. It should be as long as we found it within the time period of the loan. So the Gemara asks, so you see from here, the Priya Bas Yom Alo Chashinan. We're not choshish for Priya in the same day that the loan is made. So Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Aren't you the ones who said in his name, Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, that star shalava bo? We have a star chov that says that he lent money. Upirao. And he paid it back, right? He can't reuse that star. I borrowed from you $100. It's in the star. I borrowed from you. I paid you back. Let's use the star again. I want to save costs. I don't want to go back to the lawyers and you know, mask lawyer, you know, fees again to draft the promissory note. Ein achoz v'lovavo shekvar nimchol shibudo, because the shibud's already gone. Can't use this. So there's a major machlokas achronim between the sma and the shach. Or what does that mean that you ein achoz v'lovavo? So according to the sma, he says that it's you can't even collect from. No, according the sma brings down from the Ir Shushan. I'm not sure who that is, but the Shach holds, but like this Ir Shushan, that the star, that's, since it's Nimchol Shibudo, even from Bnei Chorin you can't be Govia. You can't use the star at all. You can't use the star to collect from unencumbered property. But according to the Sma, he says, no, the only thing you can't collect is you can't collect from the Chasim Meshubadim, because this isn't the star that was used to create the lien. It's like a milva alpeh. But it's a milva alpeh that still has a chazakah of starcha beyond my body, so therefore I still can collect from nechasim b'nei chorim. Okay, let's just, whatever the case may be, you're not allowed to use this star. Ein achoz v'lovavo shekvar nimchol shibudo. So now the Gemara is going to sit and figure out, what's the case? Emas. When does the lova want to go back and reuse the star? If we're talking about the next day or a few days after the original loan, the loan took place on Sunday, now we're on Thursday, then my ira shakvar nimchal shibuto. What are you giving the reason that you can't use the star of, because it was already nimchal shibuto? Typically, the havile muktam. We have a bigger problem. It's a star muktam. You can't have a star that's written a date and then the loan takes place later. It's a star muktam, because the whole problem with that is, again, because you're going to be covered from lukukos that aren't subject to the lien. Right? Typically, the Havili Mukdam. Utanan, we have a Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Shvius, that Shtari Chov HaMukdam in Psulin. A Shtar Chov Mukdam is Pasul. So don't tell me the reason, if we're talking about for a couple days later, the reason should be because of Nimchal Shibudo, it should be because it's a Shtar Mukdam. So Elah Biyome. Rather, we're talking about the case where I borrowed money today, I paid you back, and I want to reuse it today on the same day. Right? And you see, what's the reason why. Right, we say that the star is possible because of Nimchal Shibudo. It's not a star Mokdam. Don't say that we can't use a star because it's Nimchal Shibudo. Because, right, Alma, so you see from here, Pari Inish Biyome. You see from here that people are Parei, they're Chovos on that day. Because the whole case that the Mishnah is talking about, the guy who repaid his loan that day. So, and you were the one who said this case, so you must hold that people pay their loans on the day. Why are you saying the whole thing? You weren't kosher for Piryon, because Pri Bas Yom Lo Chashinan, here's a case where you see that you hold that people do pay their loans, or can pay their loans on the day that the loan is made. It's a really short bridge loan. You know, just for the day. So, Amrolei, so Rasi answers, me come in the lo pari klal. When I said that it's, we're not choshesh, doesn't mean that it never happens. That's the chazaka, that people don't do it. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It could theoretically happen. To lo shchiach inish the pari b'yom ha-kamin. I said it's not shchiach for people to do that. But if it did happen, you know, in this case it did happen, and the person borrowed twice in the same day, then that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that you can't use the same star. Not that it never happens. We're not choshish for it. But here it happened in front of our faces. Rav Yochanan is telling you, don't use the same star. Okay? Now we have another answer, right? Rabbi Yochanan said they find the Shtar Chov in the Shuk. He said you can return it because it's not, you don't have to worry about, it was a handpake and Priya Bas Yom Elof HaShinon. Rav Kana said, no, we're talking about a case Kishachayev Moda, where the borrower is Moda, that he never paid it back yet. So give it back, you can give it back to the Malva, because the Lova was Moda. So the Gemara says, Ihachi in Maile Memra. So what's the Chiddush? If the guy's Moda, that he never paid it back, so of course give it back to the Malva. We don't have to worry about anything. It's the date. It's today's date. You're worried about, oh, it was written in Nisan. It's today's date. So Mao, the Tema, you would have thought, interesting case, you would have thought, I'll just read it first. Ha mipro pare v'hadaka amr lo pariti mishin de kaboy mahadil mazefe v'zimna achrisei ulefshite de safra chayis. You would have thought that maybe you would have had me to say that he did pay it back today, and he wants to reuse the star, and the only reason why he's saying that I didn't pay it back is because he wants to get another loan, and he wants to save the expenses of going to the sofer, because it's on the lova to pay the cost. It's, you know, they're the ones who have to pay the legal fees. So he wants to save the legal fees. So he wants to save all the fees. So he says, no, I didn't pay you back, with a wink wink, I didn't pay you back, and now we'll reuse the star. Maybe you should be choshesh for that. Maybe you should be choshesh for that, right? And therefore, if you're being choshesh for that, you shouldn't return the star to the malva, because you're not allowed to use the same star. So kamash malam, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that we're not choshesh for this type of trick, and we can return the star to the malva. And the reason why we're not choshesh, the imkain malve gufe lo shavak. In order to do this ruse, the malva would have to agree. And he's not going to agree to this situation, because he puts himself at risk. The sober shaving the rabbanim afsidile. If it's found out that I did this trick with the lova in order to just save the, in order to save the lova from having to pay, and people find out I'm reusing the second star, according to the sma, I'm going to lose my ability to pick up in the chasim mishubadim. According to shach, I'm not going to be able to pick anything up. I'm going to lose my ability to collect on the loan. So he would never agree. He would never agree to do this ruse, and therefore we don't have to be choshes for it, and you can return the star, this type of star, to the malva. So the Gemara says, Maishname, so that's the case, Maishname Hadisnam. Why is that any different from the mission that we had on Daf Yud Beis? Matzah Shtar Echov, guy finds Shtar Echov, in Yeshmen Rachrayas Nechasim, if there's a Chrayas written in them, right, then we say that, Lo Yasir, you don't return the star. Vokimna, and what was the kimta that we made in the Mishnah? The Gemara said, Kishachayav Modeh, where the Lovah was Modeh, and why didn't we return it? Mishum Shema Kasav Lilvos B'Nisan. We're concerned that maybe they wrote to the Shtar to borrow in Nisan, and really, the Lo Lovah Tishrei, but they didn't make the loan until Tishrei. So therefore, all the stuff that the Lovah sold between us and Nisan and Tishrei would illegally be subject to the lien. Right? But us in the mitzvah of kukos, we need some natishrei shalok adin. And below Amrinan, we didn't say over there the in came malva gup below shavik. We didn't say over there the malva wouldn't want to. We have this predated star, right? If a star that's written in Tishrei and Mechoshes that maybe it was written in Nisan Mechoshes that was made in Tishrei. Well, why would the? We just said that the malva's not going to want to use these staros because he's afraid Bezdin is going to find out that it was at the wrong date and they're going to take away his ability to collect. We didn't say over there, but lo amrin imki malva gup below shavik. The Amri Lake Sov Star Achrina, because maybe he should have said he should write a new star. Bitisrei, the Dilma Shamir Bada Mitzvah. Maybe the Chachamim will find out that we're using the star. Why is it? What's the difference? Why in the case in Yud Beis and Yud Beis we're not choshish for this trick, but in our case we worry about it. So he says Amri. He says Hasam. Got the question? Yeah. So Amri, we said, is a chilak. Hasam, I'll just read it first. Hasam, mishum the islei rafka the karif lekuchos minisam vatishrei meinach nichele velo amri lo midi. But hacha came into leslei rafka the sosok star idnaksiv ma'ika the karif lekuchos b'shtar, right? Therefore b'shtar shenichos even lo shavik. The difference is a cost benefit analysis on the part of the malva. In our case, let's go to our case first. Even the Golden Gemara mentions it second. In our case, what happened? It's the same day. There's no benefit for the malva to use a star on the same day. He doesn't get anything extra. Let's just say, naniach, he doesn't get caught. But what would be the benefit for the malva? So he has a lien on all the nechassim from today. And if they reuse the star, he has a lien for all the nechassim from today. There's no benefit for him. So he's not going to take the risk. It's not worth the risk to him because there's no benefit. But we're not talking about a malva, he's such a yasher guy, obviously. But in the other case, the star is written in Nisan. Maybe it wasn't lent, there was no loan into Tishrei. So let's just say that we use it, and no one finds out. What is the malva benefit? Now he has a lien, an inappropriate lien, but a lien nonetheless. But we think he has a lien on all the stuff that's sold between Nisan and Tishrei. There's a major benefit in here. So he makes the cost benefit analysis between this, and it's worth his time. It's worth his time to use this star. because he now has a six-month period, an extra lien on 6 months' worth of property. So based on this cost-benefit analysis, the Malva would use that, so we don't say in that case that he would never use that star. Only in our case we say he would never use the star, because in our case, there's no benefit. There's just no benefit.
What does the star say? The loan took place in Nisan, or they
wrote it in Nisan, the loan took place today, but they never actually made the loan until Tishrei. The date says Nisan, but they never made it until Tishrei. You're really not supposed to use it. You're not supposed to use it, and that's why we're not. That's why the Mishnah says lo yachs here. I guess that's the case.
What are they witnessing?
I mean, I don't know. Eidim Chasima, I don't know if you get into that. They're witnessing that they thought it was done. They thought. Oftentimes, I have a deal I thought closed, and it turns out it didn't close. They thought it was done. However, that Metzius is, they thought it was done. I hear what's a lot of these cases. Like, what's the Metzius? What happened? Okay. So he said, right, so star in the ksiv, ma'ikali karuchok, but star shinuch shibul shavik. So therefore, a star that he was already mochel the shibud, and he wasn't getting any benefit anyway, he's not going to use. Okay. Wrong enough. Okay. Next case. The Gemara is not talking about chiyuv imamon that are based on what's called a tanai beizdin. It's a court obligation, a court imposed obligation. For example, a ksuva. That a person's only chayadis apparently midin takaras hachamim or mazon isha, all these things that are considered a tanai beizdin. Rashi says that the Gemara's amar b'chia bar ava amar b'yochna tohen achar ma'aseh beizdin. What is that? Rashi says at the last Rashi in the Amud, hatohen achar ma'aseh beizdin dover shehu tanai beizdin kigong ksuba umazon isha va'abanos va'tohen hatohen va'amar parati. So the woman comes and says, pay me the money, and he pays parati shelo be'edim lo amar klum. He can't claim parati unless it's in front of Edim. I guess that answers our question from beforehand. Maybe you can repay everything without Edim, except if it's tanai beizdin, then you have to do it in front of Edim or in front of beizdin. So, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Biyochan, atone achar ma'aseh beizdin. If you atone achar ma'aseh beizdin, not in front of Edim, lo amar klum. Don't say anything. There's no lo amar klum. And a ksuba is a tanai beizdin. So Tosfos asks, but ksuba is tanai beizdin. Last Tosfos in Daf Yud Zayin, right? It says atone achar ma'aseh beizdin lo amar klum ve'eno neman lo amar parati. Ma'aseh beizdin kari kol davar shechayev lo afilu lo kasev lo afilu lo kasev. Anything that's not written, it's not considered tanai beizdin, right? And he asks, v'im tomer lama kosin ksuva. What do you need a ksuva for then? If it's tanai beizdin that I'm obligated to pay, what do I need a ksuva? We always say, oh, you have to have a ksuva because therefore it's proof. What do I need a ksuva for? It's tanai beizdin. As long as I didn't pay in front of Edom, I'm going to be chayev. What do I need a ksuva for? So he says, basically, he answers, ein achanam yesh lomer mishum tosefes of a monu masayin gavib lo ksuva. The whole reason that you need the ksuba is only for the extra. It's not for the mano or messiah, depending on whether it's a psula or an almana. Okay, so my time, what's the reason why you're not believed? He said because he says kol ma'isa beizdin, any chi of mama that someone has according to, because it's a takanas chachamim, it's a ma'isa beizdin, it's kamanda nakat star biyodei dami. It's the equivalent as if she has the star. Basically, if you say I want to pay you, I paid you back, and the guy says I have a star, stach biyodei my boy. So a ma'isa beizdin is the same thing as having a star. That's how Shmuel Rozovsky explains. It's as if we have the same dinim as if there's a star there. You didn't pay me back in front of Bezdin. Bezdin is like the star. My star could be under my body. Kemayn lakas star be under not me. Amrli Rav Chiya bar Abba Rav Yochanan. V'lo mishnah seinuhi. Why are you telling me this chiddush? It's a mishnah for reshes. V'lo mishnah seinuhi zo. What's the mishnah? It's a mishnah ksuvas. It says hotzia get ve'eni moksuba go v'ksuvasa. If she pulls out her get, but she doesn't have her ksuba, and she says pay me the ksuba, the baal can't say. The Baal can't say, I paid you, unless it was, he has witnesses or his edim. So you see clear as day, that even without the ksuba, because it's tanai beizdin, you can collect without the shtar. So it's as if the tanai beizdin is the shtar. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan answered in a parable lashon, I lav the dali la chaspa lo mashkach maginisa ututa. Had I not removed the shard, you would not have found the pearl underneath. Meaning, I explained this to you. That's why you're reading the Mishnah that way. The Mishnah teaches that. Then I told you the din, and now you know how to explain the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, so Abaye now is going to ask Amar Yochanan. He says, Amar Abaye, my Marga Nisa, what's this pearl of wisdom that you showed us? Dilma, maybe that Mishnah over there is talking about a case, B'makam she'ain kosim ksuba askinan. We had a machlokas, whether you there were different places. Some locales that didn't write a ksuba. So maybe that case, that Mishnah is talking about a case where they didn't write a ksuba. So the get is like instead of the ksuba in that instance, until she has, until there's a receipt. Until he has the receipt.
Right? So Amar Abaye, my Marganisa, Dilma b'makom she'in kosim k'suva askinan. The get hainu k'suvasa. Abba b'makom she kosim k'suva, but in a place where you do write k'suva, I nikita k'suva gavei, if she has the k'suva, then she collects, and ilo lo gavei. And if she doesn't have the k'suva, she doesn't collect. What are you telling me? It's a Tanai Beis Din. Who says? Maybe it's a case, in a place where they don't write k'suvos. So hada Amar Abaye, lav milsa hida amri. Now what I said is totally wrong. About intellectual honesty, Abaye says what I said was wrong. The Isaka Daitak with Makam Shain Kosin Ksuba Askinan, if that whole Mishnah is talking about a case of Makam Shain Kosin Ksuba, and Ababa Makam Shain Kosin Ksuba, in the Kita Ksuba Gave, I lo Gave, and in a locale where they do write Ksuba, so she would have to have the Ksuba in order to collect, then I don't understand the following case. Almana Minha Irusin. So a woman who's Nebuch, Almana from an Irusin, right? It's 12 months in between. So during that 12 month period, the husband died, and there's no Ksuba. Ksuba is not written yet, because the Ksuba is not written until the Nisuin, but my Gavye, and we say the Lach is that she gets her Ksuba. But what is she going to use to collect? There is no written Ksuba, but she's owed the Ksuba. She's owed money from there. Amana mina Ksuba, mina Erisin, right, they only wrote the Ksuba after Nisuin, but the Takana was is that even if after Erisin, you get certain Chiyuvim. You know, right, so Almana mina Erisin, but my Gavye. So where does she go? How does she collect? The Edim Mises Habal. When Edim come and testify that the husband died, so she's gonna get the ksuva. I little Yorshim say that we paid off. So v'chitayim hachinami. If you say ain hachinami, that they can make that claim. Im kemalu yachom betakanosam. So what was the purpose of the chachamis takana that someone who's an arusa gets the ksuva? So muchak from here. That even in a place where they write the ksuba, you collect the ksuba from the baal, and you can't be tomei parati, even if the woman doesn't have the star. Therefore, an almana min ha'irusin who doesn't have the star, who doesn't have the ksuba, can still collect. So you see, so it can't be that only in a case that if you have the ksuba, you collect. If you don't have the ksuba, you don't collect. Here's a case where you don't have the ksuba, and you do collect. So Abaye says my answer is my question was no good. The marginisa, the pearl that was found, is still valid. So now the Gemara asks on Abaye. Abaye's whole point is Rabbi Shrabi, your question. So how do you know that Almana min Eirusin actually gets the ksuba? So Ilema, if you're going to say it's a fairish Mishnah in ksuba, so not from Dalin. Mehad this non this almala on this garsa bein min Eirusin bein min Nisuin go vesakol. She collects everything. She collects what the takani made the chacham made in the ksuba, and she also collects any tosefes that the baal was mischayev on himself. So you see from that clear as day that there's a ksuba from the Eirusin. So it's not Dilma. Maybe that's only if he actually wrote it by himself. He took it upon himself, right? But really, the chachamim weren't attacking her to have a ksuba, right? And if you're going to say v'chi tema my lememra, if that's the case, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Of course, if he's mechayev on the, you can't say that's the issue, because if it's the guy is mechayev himself, what's the difference in any case? If he's mechayev himself, of course she collects. So what's the din of the Mishnah? Therefore, we have to say lafuki, or you would, sorry, v'chi tema my lememra. If you said, all right, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Lafuki made of Elazar ben Azariah, the Amar shalom kasev law el amanas lekonsa. It's darchilei. So, let me say it again. And if you would say that we can't be maimed the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where he was kasev by himself. Because if that's the case, what's the chiddush? We would say no. There still is a chiddush if he would writing it to himself. The Fukin Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that she doesn't get the ksuba because he says the Tosefes is only written for if they get married. But if they don't get married, he doesn't give the ksuba. So therefore, the time had to come and teach us that you go with Masha Kasa b'ksuvasa. But still, maybe it's not a case where you with Chachamim Merchayev. Maybe it's simply a case with the Baal is Merchayev on himself. And Dekanami, and we can make the diak from that Mishnah also, the Katani, Gove Esakol. That if Mishnah says the words Gove Esakol, Iya Mark Bishlama the Kas of Law, if we're talking about a case where he wrote it by his own Ratzon, Hainu the Katani, Gove Esakol. That's where we say Gove Esakol. He gets everything that he puts in there, all the extra. Eli Iya Mark the Lo Kas of Law, if we're just talking about a Ksuba, we're not talking about a Ksuba Midaito, rather we're talking about a case that's the Chanes Chachamim, right? Then, my Gove Esakol. What is the Mishnah talking about these Gove Esakol? It only Manu Masayim with Isla. It wouldn't mean Hakol. He only gets Manu Masayim. So therefore, our Mishnah must be talking about a case where he wrote the get Meirat Sono, and we cannot prove from here that the Almana Minei Erison has a Ksuva Mitas Chanes Chachamim, and tomorrow we'll bring other cases where other proofs that the Almana Minei Erison gets the Ksuva. Okay?
Have a happy Lag Bomer and have a good day.
Oh, yeah.